Now those two keep me running all the time. I don't know how you did it with seven.
We had seven.
How many boys and how many girls?
Four boys and three girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's our family up there in the middle.
Well, that's a good family. Fine looking family.
Well, then, we're about proud of them. They're all good children.
They're all around here?
Well, that one on the corner over here lives in Indiana. That's the oldest boy. Well, we have one girl older than him. He's our second child. But the rest of them live close enough they can come here and back in the daytime.
Oh, well, that's good.
In a little while. Now, the first one is at Muscle Shoals City.
Well, that's not too
No,
far.
That's the first.
Well, I'll be. That's
we have one lives in Florence, and one lives at Mars Hill, and one out on the Cloverdale, off of the Cloverdale Road, and then two out. And Bertram, they live a little further than these others.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't live as far as
that. Oh, nice and close. That's less than an hour's drive.
Yes.
Yeah, nice and handy. Talking about the word chew, you might say, well, that piece of meat is hard to
chew.
Okay.
Tough.
Yeah. Yesterday before I swallowed it, I, would you say, chewed it?
Chewed it.
Okay. It had been, would you say, chewed? Before it was swallowed, it had been
chewed or choked.
What is mush? Anybody?
Mush.
Mush, yeah.
Well, now, my mother used to make mush for anybody that was sick. I don't know exactly how she made it, but it had the water boiling and stir meal in it. That'd make mush.
What kind of meal?
Cornmeal.
What would you call it if you were not having meat? For dinner, if you were just having carrots and potatoes and beets and things like that, you'd say, well, we're having a
vegetable for dinner.
Yeah. And you say that all of these carrots and vegetables and things are all what? Are
homegrown.
Okay, they're homegrown.
Basically.
Okay. And they were all grown in your
garden.
Okay. Now, when you take grains of corn and bleach them, kind of puff them up, you make what?
Hominy.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of ground hominy?
No.
I haven't either. That's one of the things on here, and I just never heard of it. I guess you could.
I suppose
you could grind hominy, but it seems to me if you ground up hominy, you'd end up something like mashed potatoes or something like that. I don't understand what it would be like.
I imagine it'd be good, all right. Grind it up and put a little salt in it, I imagine it'd be good.
Yeah. What about food that the Chinese eat a lot? They eat it with chopsticks.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Unless you can eat that stuff too with
rice. I pick it up with those chopsticks and eat it. Yeah, I started up. I had to eat with those chopsticks, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I got to see one. Sometimes that's just about that long. Yeah. You have two and you get down and rice
there. Yeah, they can go right out and they can pick up whole
bite,
mouthful of rice with them, and
I
you have two of them,
you have
picked up in your
mouth.
Yeah,
and
pick them up, and they don't, I mean, I'd have to pick up one grain of rice at a time or something. They can pick up a whole bunch
of
it.
I'd pick up any,
it'd
all fall off of them sticks for me.
Yeah. That's what I'd say, I'd probably die of starvation if I had to eat those chopsticks. You said a minute ago you raised molasses.
Yes, sir.
What from, just cane?
Yes, sir.
How did you make molasses out of it?
Well, we had to strip the powder off, cut the corn down, and cut the heads off, and hold the mill, and grind it, and cook it right away.
That's hard. Had a big old flat pan, and poured the juice on it, and started to cook it. Somebody asked skimming the skimmings off.
Well, what do you do with the skimmings? Just throw them away?
Throw them away, and dig a skimming hole.
Dig a skimming hole.
And someone take a barrel, catch a bucket or two, and take them and feed them to the hogs, but wasn't too much of that done.
What about if meat or butter is bad or something like that? Scared me.
Scared me. Every time it rains, it scares me.